Morning.
Good morning.
Before we begin, let's pray.
我们来一起在我们讲到之前来一起祷告。
Lord, we come before you again.
让我们再次来到你面前。
And as we present ourselves in your presence, we think about the world that you have created.
我们来到你的面前。
Or even as we are grateful for the cool weather you gave us this weekend, we think of the world that is suffering the intense heat. And we also remember the people that is suffering because of the ongoing war.
我们也知道很多人因为战争在受痛苦。
The Lord, we ask for your grace for this world that you created.
神，我们为了这个世界寻求你的恩典。
We ask for your mercy for the people that you love.
我们祈求你向你所爱的人施恩典。
The Lord, teach us how we can be your light and salt in this suffering world.
请教导我们怎么样成为世界的盐和光。
And this morning, open our hearts and minds to what you have to tell us today.
我们今天愿意敞开我们的心怀，让你清楚地告诉我们我们需要知道什么。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。阿门。
I'm sure that you are aware of the news of declining membership in the American church.
那么我想大家可能知道这样一个消息，就是说美国的这个教会呢正在衰败。
All mainline denominations report significant losses in their membership, and we will look at the one graph here.
那么所有美国所有的主体的教派呢，他们的这个会员呢都在减少。
And I don't really have to explain this graph to you.
那么我呢也不需要给你解释这个图是什么意思。
Line goes down.
那么我的是要讲的是几下来的信息。
And the evangelicals are not doing much better either.
那么我们这个福音派教会呢也不怎么样。
And let's look at next graph.
那么你看看下一个图片。
I believe the red line is unaffiliated.
那么其中的红线呢，是那些与没有什么教派的这些教会。
So you've heard of expressions like the nuns and ex-evangelicals.
Nuns.
Nuns.
Okay.
So they don't believe in anything.
就是那些什么都不相信的那些这些福音派教会的成员。
So evangelicals are also losing membership.
所以呢，这个福音派教会呢，也在正在的它的会员呢，也在正在减少。
The steady cultural process of secularization is one of the causes, I believe.
那么这个世界文化的这个世俗化呢，是其中的原因之一。
And I believe that church has experienced loss not because it has been radically different from the secular world, but because the church has not been so different from the world.
那么我个人相信呢，这个教会的会员呢在减少呢，并不是因为教会呢与世界有极大的不同，而且是这恰恰相反。教会与世界呢没有什么不同。
In other words, the church has been secularized as well, so that the world finds the church not so different from itself.
或者另外的话来说呢，就是教会呢也已经世俗化了，所以呢世界呢就看到教会呢与他自己没有什么不同。
And I believe that the immigrant churches are not exempt from this trend of decline.
我相信呢，这个移民教会呢，在这种教会衰败当中呢，也不是一个例外。
So let me ask a question. What is the greatest concern of immigrant churches?
那么我来问一个问题哈，就说移民教会他们主要的焦虑是什么？
Since CCV is an immigrant church, this question is very relevant for us here. What is the greatest concern of CCV?
那么因为我们温哥华福音教会呢，也是一个移民教会，所以这个问题呢，对我们也是非常相关的。那么这个问题呢，就是说我们温哥华福音教会最大的焦虑是什么？
One possible answer is ongoing existence of CCV.
那么其中的一个答案呢，也可能就是呢，说我们温哥华福音教会的存在。
If you agree with this answer, you'll probably agree with this statement as well. The next generation is the hope for CCV.
那么你同意这个观点的话呢，你可能也会同意我如下所说的，就说呢，温哥华福音教会的盼望是下一代。
Not to put any pressure on you young people.
那不是想给你们年轻人呢有些什么的压力啊。
So for this purpose, CCV must run programs to attract young people and preach messages that are relevant to them.
那么为了达到这个目的的话呢？我们教会呢需要有很多的活动来吸引这些年轻人。
So when more people join CCV, then we'll have more human and non-human resources to do God's work, the kingdom work for God.
那么当更多的人加入到我们教会当中的时候呢，我们就会有更多的人力资源，也有非人力资源可以来做神的工作。
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand if you said yes in your heart. But if you did say yes, let me tell you, your hope for CCV is misplaced.
那我想呢，我不想问大家呢，是举手来回答你同不同意这个答案。但是你可以心里你自己会知道。那么如果你心里说是的，刚才那个答案是对的，那么你对神的盼望是错付了。
And not to put you young people in a bad light, but
啊，并不是说我想这个好像是把你们轻看了你们这些年轻人。
Younger people in our church is not the hope for CCV.
那么其实年轻人并不是教会的盼望。
So you feel relieved, right?
那么是不是你这样的话觉着会没有压力减少了呢？
So the question is, what will ensure the future of CCV as a church?
那么接下来的问题就是说，什么可以让我们保障我们教会的前程呢？
And this is the key idea for us today.
那么我们今天所讲的主要的一个概念就是
Do you have that on the screen?
我们大家能不能打到屏幕上？
Oh, okay, we don't have that. Okay, let me read this to you. The only hope we have at the church is faithfully and diligently seeking God, who called us as the channel of his blessing to the world.
那么这主要的这个讲的信息就是说，神，我们作为一个教会，我们唯一的盼望就是忠心的、勤勉的寻求神。这位神就是呼召我们，让我们成为他祝福的管道。
Let me say that again.
我再说一遍。
The only hope we have as a church is faithfully and diligently seeking God, who called us as the channel of his blessing to the world.
作为教会，我们唯一的盼望就是忠心的、勤勉的寻求神。这位神呼召我们出来做他祝福世界的管道。
And if we are serious about being a church, we must begin with the purpose for which God created the church.
那么如果我们对教会是认真的话呢，我们首先呢就要开始思考神创造教会的目的是什么。
Since we Gentile believers are now participants of the promise God has given Abraham, we'll begin there.
那么因为我们今天呢作为外邦信徒呢，我们也是神应许的神给亚伯拉罕应许的一部分，我们呢就从那个地方开始。
So let me read Genesis 12:1-3 in English, and Larry will read it in Chinese.
那么我们呢，首先要读一下这个《创世纪》第十二章一到三节。我用 我用英语读，然后Larry 用中文读。
The Lord had said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you."
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。”
I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
There are many components here, but we'll focus on one particular feature here.
那么这一段经文呢，有很多的部分。那么我们今天呢，就主要在注目在一个特别的地方。
God told Abraham, "You will be a blessing."
那么神告诉亚伯拉罕说你会成为祝福。
And he explains what he means by saying, "In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed."
那么他神更进一步解释说世上的万族都要因你得福。
And if you read through Genesis, probably you are very well aware of this. God does not say this to Abraham alone, but he repeats this to Isaac and Jacob.
如果你要读过这个创世纪的话，你知道呢，神这些话呢，神不仅仅是给亚伯拉罕说，也是给以撒说，也是给雅各说。
So the implication is that this promise is for all the children of Abraham.
所以呢，这个神的这个应许呢，是给亚伯拉罕所有的子孙。
God wants to bless the world, and for that very purpose, chose Abraham and his descendants.
那么神呢，愿意祝福这个世界，所以因为这个原因呢，神就拣选了亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
The obedience God required from His chosen people is for the purpose of blessing the world through them.
神要这些他的拣选的子民的顺服，就是为了要通过他们来祝福这个世界。
And in the wilderness of Sinai, God said to Israel in Exodus 19.
那么在西乃的旷野，神对以色列说。
Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation.
如今你若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民。做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Some translations will say a kingdom of priests.
那么有的翻译版本呢，就说呢是一个祭司的国度。
And from the time of Christ's death and resurrection, all Gentile believers participate by faith in this promise and calling.
那么自从耶稣基督受死复活以后，所有的外邦信徒也都在这个神的应许，因为他们的信心也都在神的这个应许和呼召里面了。
So Apostle Peter uses this language from Exodus 19, to apply it to the church in 1 Peter 2:9.
所以呢，这个使徒彼得呢，也用这种这样同样的语言呢，来描述。当时的教会。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
In other words, the promise and calling God has given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are for the church today because we, the Gentile believers, are now included in that promise and calling by faith in Jesus Christ.
或者用另外的话来说的话呢，就是神当时给亚伯拉罕 以扫、雅各的应许和呼召也是给我们今天教会准备的，因为我们外邦使徒、信徒也今天也因着信耶稣基督成为这些应许和呼召的一部分。
So this is the key idea today, again.
所以我们今天的主要的目的是主旨是
The only hope we have as a church is faithfully and diligently seeking God, who called us as the channel of his blessing to the world.
就是我们作为教会我们唯一的盼望就是忠心的勤勉的寻求神，也就是那位让我们成为神祝福世界管道的神。
The church is called to be the channel of God's blessing to the world.
教会就是神呼召我们出来成为神祝福世界，通过我们祝福世界的管道。
That is the reason and purpose of the church.
那么这就是教会存在的目的和原因。
So should we now get busy and do things with our resources to do God's work?
那么这样来说，是不是我们就应该赶紧忙起来，然后呢，用我们所有的资源呢，就去做神的工作
？Let's look at Acts chapter 2:43-47. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.
我们来看一看《使徒行传》第二章43-47节，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
All the believers were together and had everything in common.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So now we can say, let's do these things that the early church did.
那么所以呢，也许呢，你会说，我们现在呢就开始做初期教会所做的工作。
Like being communists, having everything in common.
那么就是呢，凡物公用。
Selling our possessions to give away.
那么把我们的变卖我们的田产来周济别人。
And having worship service every day.
那么我们每一天都有敬拜。
And having communion every day.
然后每一天我们都有圣餐。
Is that the answer?
那么这是不是答案呢？
But we must ask first why they were able to do that to begin with.
那么我们首先要问一个问题，就是他们为什么当时可以那样做？
If we read Acts chapter 1 and 2 continuously, we find that they were able to do all of that because they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么如果你读这个使徒行传一章二章的话，你会发现呢，他们能这样做是因为他们被圣灵充满。
The Bible does not tell us that the apostles told people to do these things.
那么这个圣经没有告诉我们说是这些使徒告诉信徒们去做这些事情。
It was a natural,Let me say, supernatural outcome of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为他们有一个超自然的感的，超自然的经历，就是他们被圣灵充满。
And as a result, according to second half of verse 47, it says, "And day by day, the Lord added to their numbers those who are being saved."
所以就是47章的下半节，就说神将得救的人数天天加给他们。
Who increased the number?
那么谁将得救的人加给他们呢？
The Lord Himself.
是神他自己。
I've been looking for a church ministry joint for the last 2.5 years.
那么我在一直在过去的20多年当中呢，在教会服事。
Almost without fail, what churches look for is a pastor that can grow the church.
那么 好像每一次没有例外，教会都是在寻找一位牧师，他能让这个教会的人数增长。
It's hard to find a church that does not say that.
很难找一个教会呢是不说这样的话的。
It's not the church programs led by charismatic leaders that grew the church.
其实不是教会那些活动，而且是被那些有呼召力的领袖带领的这种活动呢，来让这个教会增长。
You may have heard of the church called Mars Hill.
你也许听说过一个教会叫做这个 Mars Hill.
When I used to live in Portland, Mars Hill was a big thing.
那么我在这个波特兰住的时候呢，这个 Mars Hill 这个教会呢是一个很出名的事情。
When it was only single site, I actually drove up to Seattle to participate in their worship one day.
那么有一次呢，我呢开车去了西雅图呢，去参加了他们的敬拜。
I think that church grew exponentially because of the charisma of the leader.
那么那个教会呢，它非常快的增长，是因为他的这个教会的领袖非常有魅力，个人魅力。
It is possible.To grow a church with human effort and human endeavors and human resources, led by charismatic leaders.
那么，确实呢，非常有可能一个教会呢，会因为有个人魅力的领袖所带领的，经过人的努力，让教会呢可以人数得到增加。
You don't see that often, but it does happen.
那么你可能不是并不太常见，但是呢，确实可以会发生。
But where is Mars Hill today?
那么，但是这个教会今天如何呢
？As I was looking for a ministry, I saw a couple of churches up in Seattle that broke away from Mars Hill, and they were looking for a pastor.
那么，当我在这个寻找一个侍奉的机会的时候呢，我会在西雅图呢，我碰到了两个教会，他们是从那个教会分离出来的。
When the church was filled with the Holy Spirit.God Himself was fulfilling the calling of the church to be the channel of God's blessing to the world.
那么，当教会被圣灵充满的时候，神就会成就他自己的应许，就是让人成为他祝福世界的管道。
So going back to Abraham, he needed a son to fulfill God's promise.
那么，我们再回头看看亚伯拉罕。他需要一个儿子来成就神对他的祝福。
So he tried to do it himself.
那么他呢就想通过自己的努力来成就这个事情。
Ironically, he succeeded.
那么很讽刺的是呢，他成功了。
And the name is Ishmael.
那么他得了一个儿子，名叫以实玛利。
But it was Isaac whom God Himself brought into the world.That was supposed to be the channel of blessing.
但是其实只有以扫是神他要带到这个世界来，是成为神祝福世界的管道的。
God's purpose for the church will be accomplished only by God.
那么神对世界的祝福只能由神自己来成就。
But it doesn't mean that we can kick back and do nothing.
那么这是不是我们就是意味着我们自己呢就然后呢我们就等着什么也不做呢
？Before the Holy Spirit came, Jesus told his disciples, "Wait and pray."
那么当圣灵来降临之前，耶稣给他的门徒们说你们要祷告等待。
And they did.
那么他们确实也是这样做了。
After the Holy Spirit came.They diligently and faithfully sought God by devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
那么当圣灵降临以后呢，他们这些人呢就非常的勤勉，非常忠心的来寻求神，就是像他们就恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拜饼、祈祷。
I don't have in my sermon notes.
那我在这个讲到的这个大章里没有。
But let me test your memory.
那么我来试试大家的这个记忆力。
What was the one word that I repeated a lot when I was here last time?
那么我上一次来这个地方的时候讲到的时候
okay,
我使用最多的那个词汇是哪一个
?You EM people, you're on the spot. What is that one word?
那么有一个词，上次来他我来的时候讲到的用的词是哪一个
？Let me give you a hint, a Hebrew word. Yeah,
是一个希伯来词，是一个希伯来词。
Shuv, to turn. Well, it's okay.
Okay. 不需要翻译啊。
Basically, what the early church did was turning to God daily to seek Him.
就说那个词的意思呢，就是转向。他们当时每天转向神。
Just because we became believers in Christ, it doesn't mean that it's you know, airplanes when they take off, they put it on automatic auto flight and just cruise.
那么你们大家知道呢？当那个飞机起飞的时候呢，他们会让那个是自动导，把那个飞机呢变成自动导航的状态。
That's not the case with Christian life.
那么我们基督徒的生活呢，并不是这样的。
Let me throw in something here.
那我再加一点。
When I was in Bible college, there were some graduate students at Multnomah.
那么我在当时呢，在Multnomah这个学校呢，在读研究生的时候呢，那么有一些学生。
And as a college student, I wondered how do they handle all the workload.
那么当时我是在本科生，还看到那些研究生，他们的工学习也很重。就是我的问题，就是他们怎么能够做这么多的事情呢？
As you advance to graduate studies, your reading amount and the amount of writing you have to do increases dramatically.
那么当你从本科生变到研究生的时候，你所需要读的、所需要写的会增加非常多。
And then I went to Western Seminary.
然后呢，我呢自己呢也去了这个Western 这个神学院。
And I was a master's student, master degree student.
那么我当时在读一个硕士的学位。
And there were master of theology students.
当时有神学硕士学生。
Master of divinity is a ministerial degree, and master of theology is academic degree.
教牧学硕士是。也有一个硕士，还有一个神学硕士。
And I remember looking at THM students and wondering how do they do that?
那么当时我就看这些学生，他们说，哎，他们怎么能做这么多事情呢
？Initially, I thought, oh, it gets better as it goes.
那么当时呢，我一开始我的想法是，哦，你做的越多，也许呢就变得越容易。
No, that's not the case.
其实不是这样的。
You get trained and you get toughened as you go.
那么你其实呢，你是被训练，然后你被越来越强壮，所以你可以做的更多。
And life is just like that.
那么生活当中呢，我们其实也是这样的。
As we get older, we face bigger consequences to our decisions.
那么我们当我们的年龄变大的时候呢，我们在会我们的所做的决定呢，会有更大的后果。
When we are young, the dilemma we face every day is, do I get Americano or latte?
那么我在年轻的时候呢，我们所做的决定就是，我们是喝这个呢，还要喝那个东西。
And it only concerns you.
那么只跟你自己有关系。
But when you are adults, get married and have kids, your decision impacts other people.
那么当你结婚了以后，有了孩子以后，你做的决定呢，会影响到别人。
And when the church makes a wrong decision, the world suffers for it.
当教会做决定的时候，这个世界能受到教会决定的影响。
And in fact, that's what we see today in the world.
其实我们这就是恰恰好，就是今天我们所在世界当中所看到的。
So this is the idea today. The only hope we have as a church is faithfully and diligently seeking God, who called us as the channel of His blessing to the world.
所以再回到我们的主旨，我们作为一个教会，我们唯一的盼望就是衷心的祈勉的寻求神，也就是那让我们成为为世界祝福管道的神。
Yesterday during Q&A session, somebody asked me,
昨天晚上的时候呢，在这个昨天这个对话当中呢，有人问我了这样一个问题。
What is your vision for this church?
那么你对教会的意向是什么？
If I have a very particular vision for this church, you should not hire me.
如果我是有这么一个意向的话，你们不应该呢？如果我确实有一个特别意向的话，你们也许不应该要我。
God has vision for His church.
神对他的教会有意向。
It is that we should become the channel of His blessing to the world.
那就是我们要成为他祝福世界的管道。
And if we feel clueless as to how we become the channel of His blessing, we are in a good place.
如果我们不知道我们怎么样能成为神的管道，我们是在一个什么样的状况？
If we know how to be God's blessing to the world and we pour our resources into it, then that becomes a big problem for the world.
如果我们觉着我们自己怎么样成为神的管道，然后把我们的所有的资源呢都放在那个地方，放在那些事情上、事工上，也许我们就会成为世界的问题。
Now, I'm not saying we should not use our resources, we should not reach out to people or anything like that.
那么我并不是在说呢，我们不应该使用我们的资源，我们不应该去寻找那些那些人，世界当中的人。
I'm not saying we should ignore what's going on in the world.
我也不是说呢，我们不应该关注世界上在发生的事情。
I'm sure you paid a lot of attention when war happened first in Ukraine.
那么我想呢，你们很多人呢，也许呢，非常关注，当这个乌克兰战争开始的时候。
My ex-girlfriend was a Ukrainian.
那么我曾经有一个女朋友呢，是乌克兰人。
And because of that connection, I think a lot about Ukraine.
那么因为我有这么一层关系呢，所以我很多时候在考虑这个乌克兰的事情。
And although you may not have a Ukrainian friends, there is a large Slavic population in Vancouver.
那么也许你可能没有这个乌克兰的朋友，但是呢，在温哥华地区呢，有一个很大的一个这个斯拉夫民族的群体。
You may even have a neighbor who is Russian or Ukrainian.
也许呢，你可能邻居当中呢会是一个苏联人，一个俄国人，或者是乌克兰人。
Not to make you feel bad, but have you ever prayed for your neighbor who is Ukrainian or Russian?
那么不是想让你的这个自我感觉不好哈、啊？你有没有曾经给你的邻居，就是那些乌克兰或者俄国的邻居呢，为他们祷告？
So what does it mean to be God's blessing to the world?
那么成为世界祝福，成为神祝福世界的管道，到底是什么意思呢？
The church is called to be the channel of God's blessing to the world.
那么教会呢，是被神呼召要成为神祝福世界的管道。
The church does not exist for itself.
教会的存在不是为了自己。
A lot of people today, in the church today, have this sense of crisis about the decline of the church.
那么现在在教会当中的很多人呢，对教会的这个情况的衰落呢，有一个危机感。
And for immigrant churches, this sense of crisis might be much more acute.
那么对于这个移民教会来讲呢，这种危机感呢，可能更加强烈。
When I used to work with Focus at PSU, they had gathering at Grace Bible Church in downtown Portland.
那么当我在这个这个 PSU 这个学做施工的时候呢，他们跟一个教在这个波特兰 downtown 的一个教会呢有关系。
The church building was built by Germans.
这个教会的教堂建筑呢是德国人建的。
If you stand in front of this church building, Grace Bible, it wasn't Grace Bible Church to begin with, but when you stand in front of this church building, it's almost like you have to sing, Almighty Fortress, is our God.
如果你当站在这个教会的面前的时候呢，这个 Grace Bible Church 你会看到神的大能。
It does look like fortress.
确实看这个教会呢，看起来像是一个城堡。
Is that the purpose of the church?
那么那个是教会的目的吗？
Putting fortress around us, around our kids from the world.
那么就是把我们把教会和我们的孩子们呢，用一个城堡呢，给守护起来。
The decline of the church and its loss of influence in the world is real.
那么教会人数的减少，对和对世界影响的减少，确实是一个真实存在的事情。
But this cannot be dealt with, with our frantic busyness.And pouring our human and non-human resources.
但是这样解决这个问题呢，并不是我们要非常狂热的去工作，然后呢，把我们所有的人力或非人力资源呢都给放进去。
The youth or youthfulness in the church is not the hope for the church.
年轻人或者教会变得年轻化，并不是教会的盼望。
God brought the church into existence.
神把教会在世界上创造了教会。
And the church began because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
教会存在是因为耶稣基督的受死和复活。
Not the life of the youth, but the life of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the hope for the church.
不是年轻人的生命，是复活的耶稣基督的生命，是教会的盼望。
If we are serious about being a church, we must look to God, seek Him diligently and patiently, and wait attentively until God shows us how He is working to bless the world through us.
如果我们对教会是认真的话，我们就必须呢转向神。要寻求他，要用忠心的、要勤勉的这种态度。同时呢，我们也要非常关注的在等待神，让神来彰显他是怎么样的工作，是让我们变成我们祝福世界的管道。
The only hope we have at church is faithfully and diligently seeking God, who called us as the channel of His blessing to the world.
所以作为教会，我们唯一的盼望就是要忠心的、勤勉的寻求神，因为这位神呼召我们成为我们祝福世界的管道，他祝福世界的管道。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thought about the promise and calling you have given to Abraham.
啊，神父神，我们在今天在思考你对给亚伯拉罕、以扫和雅各的呼召。
And we reminded ourselves of the truth that we are Abraham's descendants by faith.
我们也被提醒，就是我们是在信心里是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So Lord, we acknowledge the truth that the church exists not for itself, but for you and for the world.
我们今天我们承认我们教会存在不是为了只是我们教会自己，而且是为了为你，为世界。
Help us turn our eyes to you.
请帮助我们转向你。
Help us turn our eyes away from our resources, our abilities, or our ideas, or even our own vision.
帮助我们转向，不要去看我们自己的资源，不要看我们自己的能力。
And let us fix our gaze upon your Son Jesus.
而是我把我们眼睛注睛在你自己的儿子耶稣基督身上。
And give us the same expectation.
给我们一种我们这种感觉。
The expectation that you will work through us, your church, because you brought us into existence.
你的对我们的期盼就是我们要使用我们。
Move our hearts to seek you.
用我们的心来寻求你。
Move our hearts to seek the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
感动我们去寻求圣灵的充满。
And help us be the kind of church you want us to be.
帮助我们成为你所要让我们成的教会。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.